Each year, for over two decades, thanks to the Lewisburg Arts Council, those of us living in or near Lewisburg have been able to enjoy a downtown arts and crafts festival, wonderful free concerts in Hufnagel Park, and in early November, a stroll through the arts. But we all know this is not a usual year, and many residents of the Susquehanna Valley felt more than a little bereft as we watched one by one many annual events, craft festivals, music in the park, and arts festivals become cancelled. And then the sheer joy many of us felt when an email arrived from the Lewisburg Arts Council to tell us that they had managed to figure out a way to bring us their annual Lewisburg Stroll Through the Arts. I had a chance to talk by phone recently with Della Hutchison of the Lewisburg Arts Council about this year's Stroll Through the Arts. I asked her first about how this hard-working Arts Council has managed to come up with an event that we can all enjoy safely.
So much of what we do involves interacting with the public, and it has been a huge challenge starting in March, because in March we were in the throes of planning for our annual street festival that happens at the end of April. People come from all over the area to that. It's a huge machine, and we had to just put the brakes on it. And in fact, we decided to put the brakes on it even before we had information from the state saying we have to cancel. So, you know, we were already thinking ahead in terms of we can't do this. That was heartbreaking, just all of the months of work that had gone into that. But we had no choice. And then it was a matter of, okay, well, what programs do we offer that we can continue with? We were also getting ready to start our summer music concert series that's held outdoors, Music in the Park. But because we didn't know prior to June, I mean, things weren't even open when the series was supposed to begin. So we canceled that. And it just seemed like this domino thing. And we just said, well, we'll hope that in the fall we can do something for our annual Stroll Through the Arts. We just kind of put our heads down and got creatively thinking and said, what can we preserve? What do we need to preserve from our end of the year activity? How can we make this work? So that's where we are. Looking ahead to next year, obviously we don't have a crystal ball, but our philosophy is we just want to do the best we can to bring something to folks, because the arts are so important at this time. I mean, you just see news stories and tales on social media of people picking up crafts or art forms that they've never had time for or never had the desire for. And the arts are fulfilling a need. People want enriching ways to fill this time that they didn't expect to have. And they're finding that they're turning to the arts, which I think is awesome, and finding all kinds of ways to do that. And so we want to do what we can to help them and promote this. So that's where we are with the situation.
I know people will be so thrilled to know that the annual Stroll Through the Arts is going to take place. But you must have looked at it and said, we've got to do it in a completely different way. Can you talk about what your annual Stroll Through the Arts traditionally has been?
Last year was our 20th annual Stroll Through the Arts. And of course, things develop over time. But what we have offered in the past is an evening of arts interactions for folks in the community to come out and meet artists whose work is on display in shops and businesses in downtown Lewisburg. So traditionally, the first Friday in November is when we have the stroll. It's a wonderful evening because people are out on the streets. It's dark, of course, by that time of the evening, and we light up the sidewalks with little luminaries in front of each stroll stop. Folks can pick and choose which artists they want to go and visit for the evening. And you get to talk one-on-one with artists about their process, about their techniques, about their inspiration. It's a wonderful chance to get to meet an artist and really understand the piece that you see in front of you, which you can't always get at an arts festival or in a museum or a show where the artist is not present. It's just wonderful getting the backstory of, you know, how the artist found this particular location or the challenges that he or she met when creating this piece or what the artist learned from creating that piece. So having that conversation is just a really wonderful bridge to take you into the mind of the artist and the heart of the artist. We couldn't do that this year. We needed to be safe. So we ask our local businesses, would you be willing, instead of hosting the artist inside your business, would you be willing to allow an artist to put work on display in the windows? And that way, people can access the art on their own terms. They can stay outside if they don't feel comfortable going inside. They can visit the art any time of the day or night, basically, whether the shop is open or not. They could visit on a Sunday afternoon, for example, when a lot of the stores tend to be closed. It's just allowing people more flexibility, and they can choose how they want to interact with the art. And because the artist is not there this year in person, as the artist has been in the past, we've given artists the opportunity to create videos. People standing in front of the window looking in at the artwork on display, they can access these videos by a QR code that will be printed on the poster that tells you who the artist is, whose work is on display. So every stroll stop will have one of these posters telling you, you know, this is the artist, this is the medium, and it'll give you a way to connect to that artist. And some of the QR codes will take you to an artist's website or an Etsy store or an email address. But some artists have created videos, and I'm really excited about this because a lot of these artists who've done this, this is brand new for them, and they've never done anything like that. And I have to give a huge shout out to one of our Arts Council members, Dan Hyde, who made this possible for about 8 artists. He took his own time and his equipment, sometimes went to public parks in Lewisburg, and the artists brought their work and set it out on, displayed it, and filmed the artists talking. Sometimes he went to their homes and created videos at their homes of them speaking about their art. And so these are just a really good way for someone who's looking at the art to be able to interact socially distanced with the artist. You know, this is nothing that we've ever considered doing before, but who knows? This is something that we may wish to continue doing in the future. And to make these videos accessible for people who aren't able to get downtown and visit the displays in the windows, we have created a YouTube channel for the Lewisburg Arts Council, and they will be available through this YouTube channel. All of the information about who's where, which artists are participating, are going to be linked from our website. We have a list there right now of who the artists are, where they're going to be, and there's a link to contact each artist. So we've used whatever preferred contact method the artist wished in that link. And then once the YouTube videos are ready for display, we want to kind of hold off on that till closer to the stroll. We'll have that information on the website as well. So it's really kind of exciting. We've got the store windows, and as I said, accessible 24/7. We've got the ways to connect with artists. Things are online so that even people who aren't able to come downtown will be able to look at the artwork, at least on their computer screen, and they'll be able to connect with artists if they wish. One other thing that we've changed in order to make this accessible to everyone is we've extended the time frame. Previously, it was just one evening for 3 hours, but to give people more chances to get downtown and to see the work and maybe to visit it more than once, we've extended the stroll this year to 9 days. So it starts at noon on Saturday, November 7th, and runs through Sunday, November 15th. That's 2 full weekends plus a week in between when folks could visit downtown, maybe start their holiday shopping early, because, of course, a lot of stores are going to have their holiday displays in the stores, in their windows, and, you know, they will be more than delighted if people use this opportunity to not only visit the artwork on display, but also to take care of some of those hard-to-shop-for people on their shopping lists.
In this stroll through the arts, are you concentrating just on painting? Tell us about the range.
Oh, it is amazing the amount of talent that is in our local area. You know, I am always just so appreciative of all of the arts. Now, this year, because we're focusing on displays and windows, a lot of it is the visual arts. But we have some unusual things as well, and some of them are pretty tasty. One of the artists that we have coming back this year is a woman from Danville. She makes decorated cookies that are works of art in themselves. Not only the decorations, but the flavors combinations that she comes up with are just amazing. She participated for the first time in last year's Stroll Through the Arts, and she's come back again this year, and we're so glad to have her. It's just an extra added dimension to say that art comes in all forms and sizes and shapes. You know, I certainly would encourage anyone who loves tasty treats to stop by Farmhouse Fancy to check out the work that Natalie has created. Her cookies will be for sale at Farmhouse Fancy. For many of the artists, because of the distance and they're not being there, the artwork will be for sale, but you'll have to contact the artist directly in order to make a purchase. The businesses themselves, we've indicated to them that they do not need to be involved in the sale of the artist's work, unless they choose to be. Farmhouse Fancy was kind enough to offer to Natalie, we want you to come here, we want you to have your cookies for sale. So that's a special case. But for the most part, you'd have to contact the artist directly if you're interested in purchasing something from them.
How many stops are there? How many businesses and artists are involved in this?
We are so delighted that so many of the local businesses jumped on a chance to participate and help us out. I wasn't sure if anybody would be willing to, given the circumstances, but we have 25 stroll stops this year. The very first one, if you go from the eastern side right across the river bridge, the very first stroll stop is the Packwood House Museum. And they will be hosting for the third year, I believe, in a row, the Susquehanna Arts Society members show. Last year's show had upwards of 40 members who participated. And so you will be able to see a huge range of artwork created by local artists on display at the Packwood House Museum. And that runs from November 7th through Saturday, November 21st. So the whole time of the stroll plus a little bit more. The information for that can be accessed through our website. You can click on the Susquehanna Art Society at the Packwood House Museum link, and that will give you the information that you need to find out when you can plan your visit there. The stroll runs all along Market Street down to 6th Street, where the Bull Run Tap House is the last stop, and that will also be an exhibit of local artists. But these artists have a mission. These are artists who belong to the Farmland Preservation Artists of Central Pennsylvania, and they are very much interested in preserving farmland. And so their paintings are more of a pastoral nature, and they're photographs too. It's not just paintings. Their work is for sale, and I believe that a portion of the proceeds from the sale of their work goes to supporting this organization. And I think it's really awesome, because what would our area be without our beautiful farms that change through the seasons and reflect part of our heritage? So we have businesses that have never participated before who are opening their doors and their windows to us this year, as well as businesses that have participated in every single one of the 21 Stroll Through the Arts that we've offered. We've got a lot of places for folks to visit, and I would suggest if you were an art lover, you may want to plan a whole afternoon just walking from one end of town to the other, because there will be lots to see.
And I see from your notes that if you happen to be doing your stroll on Saturday and Sunday afternoons near the campus theater, you'll be able to see something rather special.
Yes, and this is something, again, we've never done this, but trying times make for interesting plans. The campus theater, if you're familiar with Lewisburg at all, is in the center of town. And it's this lovely Art Deco building with its original marquee. It's just beautiful. And there's this wonderful space underneath that I thought, there's a lot of space here, enough for social distancing. An artist could be under the marquee, out of the weather, hopefully. The weather will be beautiful the whole time, but you just never know. Out of the weather, socially distanced, and people passing by on the streets could, in fact, stop and have a conversation safely with our masked artists, who will be painting. The time that they will be painting is up to them, and they will post on their social media any information that you would want to know if you were going to be visiting. But anybody just stopping and wanting to stop by and talk with the artist can do so. Right now, we have two artists lined up. Bill Wiest is one of them. Bobby Gorby is another. And these are two very talented artists working in different styles, both working in oils. And I can't wait to see what they come up with. I know that Bill, who is going to be painting on 7th, the first day of the stroll, said that he is going to incorporate into his design an icon from the movie industry. And I'm really curious about what he meant by that. So I can't wait to stop by and see what he's working on and check out this, as I say, masterpiece in the making.
Well, it all sounds fabulous. Congratulations on all your hard work, as always. Thank you so much for bringing us something rather wonderful after months and months of not a lot.
Well, and what we're hoping is that people will say, I want something to do. I want to be able to do it safely. What's out there? And they'll say, wait a minute, Stroll Through the Arts. This is something that the entire family can enjoy. And I did want to mention this because the wonderful folks at the Lewisburg Children's Museum have offered, in place of their normal parents' night out, drop your kid off and we'll take care of them while you're enjoying the stroll. They can't do that this year. So what they had offered to do is to create take-home art kits, art activity kits, that will be for free because the cost of the kits are being covered by a grant that they received. And so they're going to put together little kits that will be available at different locations downtown, and that list is on our website, so you can check it out if you're interested. The kits will be free, and these are kits that are designed to help children engage in the arts and be creative. And, you know, I'm so thrilled that the Children's Museum came up with this brilliant idea of a way for parents to take the arts home with them and get their kids involved with the arts at home. So that is just a wonderful thing.
For folk who've heard this and haven't been able to scribble down the notes fast enough, where should people go to find out more about the Lewisburg Arts Council and Stroll Through the Arts?
They can go to our website, which is easy. It's all one word, lewisburgartscouncil.com. If they really want to go right to the source of the information, if they add a / after .com, # stroll, S-T-R-O-L-L, that will take them right to the stroll section of our website. But, you know, if they want to tinker around and locate it by clicking on the events tab and going down the drop-down menu, that's fine also. But it's lewisburgartscouncil.com. We also have a Facebook page, so you can find us on Facebook at Lewisburg Arts Council. And we will be posting an artist a day with information about one of our artists who is participating at one of our stroll stops, along with information about the stop. So be looking for almost a whole month of information about the artists to be posted. Please feel free, if you see something you like, share it with all your friends and neighbors. And we look forward to seeing the streets being filled in Lewisburg. And I also did want to give a shout out to our downtown businesses for participating. We certainly could not do this without their assistance. Please feel free to contact us. You can email us at stroll, S-T-R-O-L-L, at lewisburgartscouncil.com. And we will happily get back to you with information, hopefully answers to your questions.
Della Hutchison of the Lewisburg Arts Council. The Lewisburg Stroll Through the Arts will be available to all strollers who want to view the art through local business windows pretty much any time, from Saturday, November the 7th through Sunday, November the 15th, with 25 stops in downtown Lewisburg. There are some exhibits and events that have opening and closing times. For all the details to help you plan your trip, please visit the Lewisburg Arts Council website at lewisburgartscouncil.com. Many thanks to Della Hutchison of the Lewisburg Arts Council.
And thanks to you, Fiona Powell,